Juneau's Mick Beasley has spent years as an outsider criticizing SeaAlaska's leaders and business practices. Now, he's an insider, one of four candidates who won board seats in this year's shareholders' election. So, what's next?
Got to learn to get along. Hopefully introduce a little bit of a different mindset.
Beasley, a journeyman carver, won his seat by coming in fourth behind three incumbents who ran as the board slate. The top vote-getter was Juneau's Jody Mitchell, who's been on the board since 2006. She's CEO of the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, which provides power to several small southeast communities. Mitchell, the board's new vice chairwoman, says Beasley will find other board members have similar values.
I look forward to welcoming him into the fold and hearing his ideas about how we can make a better company.
Beasley has authored several measures in the past calling for board term limits, including a resolution on this year's ballot. It won the majority of votes cast, but not a majority of those that could have been cast. That's the standard for a policy change. He's also campaigned against discretionary voting. That's where shareholders turn their ballot decisions over to the board, which helps keep incumbents in office. He says next time he'll try a different approach.
I would like to introduce a measure to reduce the board members from 13 to 9. I think that it's just too expensive and too chaotic having a large board.
Mitchell says she's not ready to address that proposal, but she points to the failure of past term limits and discretionary voting measures.
Shareholders have addressed these issues on numerous occasions, and they haven't passed. However, I do think that the board is very interested in reviewing our governance practices and, you know, in succession planning. And so I expect that there might be changes coming. The board is the one who will decide. And, you know, that's a group of people who, you know, you can't predict.
This year, the terms limits measure did get the majority of ballots cast, although certainly not the majority needed to make the change happen. Just from your perspective, is there a sense that there's growing interest among shareholders for some approach to term limits?
Yes, I think that's pretty obvious.
Board election results were made public during SeaAlaska's annual meeting, June 25th in Ketchikan. Also winning re-election were Tlingit and Haida Business Corporation CEO Richard Reinhart and National Congress of American Indians Executive Director Jackie Johnson-Peta. Five other independent candidates also ran for board seats. At the Ketchikan meeting, SeaAlaska CEO Anthony Malott said the corporation would continue to invest in businesses in Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. That's where most of SeaAlaska's approximately 22,000 shareholders live. Mitchell says a recent Seattle business purchase, announced in May, is a step in the right direction.
I'm really excited about our new investment in IPC, the seafood packaging company. But, you know, I do know that we have a lot more work to do to grow shareholder jobs and to bring more meaningful benefits to our shareholders.
New board member Beasley supports such efforts, but he says the seafood processor investment should have been more than a minority purchase.
If we don't own 51% of a company and we're an investor, that's all we are, is an investor. And there'll be capital calls, and I think all we are going to end up being is deep pockets for this.
SeaAlaska Chief Operating Officer Terry Downs has said the purchase created a partnership that will deliver profits while giving the corporation a voice in management decisions. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.